Just what makes that little old ant think he'll move that rubber tree plant? Anyone knows an ant can't move a rubber tree plant.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Gathering Offering, and my name is Jerry Kirk. I thank you very much for tuning in tonight, and I offer blessings to those with eyes and ears. Tonight is Saturday night, better known as Saturn's Day, December 3rd, 2011. And the Lord's time, this is the 111th Jubilee, the fourth week, the fifth year, the 10th month, the third day, and this is the second day of the week in the Lord's calendar. I repeat this every week so that people, as we get farther along the way and we start studying the actual details of the Lord's calendar, you will get an understanding of your days of your week. Tonight, we're going to be talking about the Constitution. And it would be helpful if you could get a hold of a copy of the Constitution so you could read certain areas along while I visit with you. It helps an awful lot to be able to see it in black and white. RBN has got at RBN Live, they have a Twitter account, and they have a contest corner. You can get in on that, and you can win some things. Don't have to buy anything. One thing that you can buy, and I like to stress this, and last week, a nice man called in, and he reminded people, RBN has archives, and you can purchase them for $1.33 a month. You can listen to all the various programs. You can listen to the Food Rights Hours. You can listen to Phil Posteri. You can listen to Capital Forum. And you can listen to a new host, Bruce McCarthy, that's on at 7 a.m. in the morning Sunday. And Bruce is a very steady speaker, and he has a lot of book chapter and verses to visit with you about. Might be a little early, but he's a very good speaker, and he's well-read. I think he would be advised to try and listen to Bruce McCarthy, Sunday morning, 7 a.m. Central Time. And anyway, that takes care of some of the stuff that helps us stay on the air at RBN. And don't forget, every once in a while, try to send a $5 bill or a $10 bill and a piece of paper down to RBN. That's how we stay on the air. And you can also support the sponsors. If you don't buy some things for them, they're not going to advertise, and then we're not going to have this gathering offering. I also would like to say thank you to the guests, the callers that called in last week. They were some of the best callers that I've had in a long time, and it was great, and I appreciate that. I'm also going to take a little bit of time before we go into the Constitution to let you know about something that I received in the post. I don't receive mail. And I'll be getting to that in a little bit. And I just don't have time to get into it right now. So I'm actually stuck here with about 2 minutes of, can't really get into too much. Tell you the weather's been quite windy, and we're expecting some heavy rains here in North Arkansas over the next couple days, maybe anywhere from 3.5 to 6 inches of rain. And it appears that winter has set in here. We'll find out for sure on Wednesday. And don't look forward to winter, as I was born in Florida. But I've learned to adapt, and I hope that each of you all are starting to get, or have, and if you're not all the way prepared for this winter, get prepared. If you are an individual that has central heat and air based on electricity, I hope you will consider some other alternate forms of energy. I don't know what year or years, but I believe you're going to find that a wood stove is going to come in very valuable at some particular time in your life, especially to those folks that are north of Jefferson City, Missouri, and I mean all across this country. I think you're going to have some really tough winters. So we're going to go to break, and we'll get back to the gathering offering shortly. Thank you.
Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural colon flow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. Colon flow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
He's got high hopes. He's got high hopes. He's got high apple pie in the sky hopes.
So anytime you're getting low, instead of letting go, just remember that ant. Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Oops, there goes another.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Gathering Offering. And always, I always mention I offer blessings to those with eyes and ears. And I am trying to visit and make offerings to those with eyes and ears. And the Master, who is my Master, the Christ, has said very clearly, when two or more of you are gathered together, I shall be there in the midst of you. And I find it very appropriate to say, I should ask for help. Therefore, dear Father who art in heaven, I don't ask you for so much help tonight as I tell you, I thank you and I praise you, Father. I've had such a wonderful last 7 or 8 days of my life of healing, of talking to some new people, to receiving some new information. Father, I believe that the children are beginning to open their eyes and ears. I think some have them a little more open than others, and some are going to get them eyes wide. Father, I still have to ask you for help, even though I somehow it doesn't come out right. I want the help, Father, for people to understand that tonight is a tough subject. It was extremely tough for me to get this, and it hurt me, Father. Let it hurt them not quite as much, but let them get the subject. Thank you so much, Father. Now, normally I would probably try and jump right into the subject tonight, which will be the Constitution of the United States of America. However, I received something in the post from someone. Nice little envelope has my 8-line address. really outstanding because the handwriting is just phenomenally nice and neat. I mean, if you had handwriting like me, you would appreciate this. Everything's correct. And I want to read this to you. Thank you, Jerry, for doing what you do. We listen to you every Saturn day on RBN. We've actually been following you before your RBN affiliation. Every time you'd call up on a program here at our home, we'd say, Jerry Kirk is on. Thank you for sharing your research and spreading our father's truth. P.S. We do support RBN when we can with RRFNS. We're also sending a copy of something to Lark in Texas. And this is from Sharon D. from Laban, New Jersey. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I didn't say her very last name all the way out. She didn't say this to do that. That's a real nice letter. And she's become one of my new best friends. Real sweet, you know, nice to say something like that, take the time. And that's better than receiving $1,000 to me. Never knew about Sharon D., but happy to know that she's a listener of RBN. And I thank you very much, Sharon. Made me feel real good. I didn't get your letter in the normal time frame because it took me 9 days to get up to my post box. I was kind of laid up for a while, but I did get it this past Thursday morning. Thank you very much. Okay, we're going to go into the Constitution tonight. I hope you have a copy so that you can follow along. First thing that I want to start on is the preamble. We, the people of the United States, one more time, we, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, da-da-da-da-da, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Now, never have I been able to find anywhere in the history where the people ordained and established this Constitution. I never saw ever anywhere any results where they got a chance to vote on this Constitution, yet it tells you that we, the people, do ordain and establish this Constitution. If you go back to the record, it says that it was submitted to the various individual states, and their state legislatures voted for the Constitution. That is not the same thing as we the people. In the preamble, it doesn't say we the people of the individual state. It doesn't say we the state do ordain and establish. The people had no direct contact with this document. Now, I'll go into some dates and things about what the individual states did at a later time. It's fraud in the face. I never got it until about 20 years ago. Fraud on the face. Let's go to Article 1, Section 1 of the Constitution. All legislative powers herein granted shall be vested in a Congress of the United States, which shall consist of a Senate and House of Representatives. Try it a little slower. All legislative powers. Now, all. Slow on all. I got to drop a glass of water. And it's very full to the top, and I put one more drop of water in it, and that drop falls out the edge of that glass. That's called all. That's everything. Now, all legislative powers were put into Congress. What was left over by the Constitution for your individual state? Now, everybody wants to read this and say, well, golly, these are just the legislative powers for the federal government. Where does it say just for the federal government? Doesn't say that. I made the assumption for 40-some years of my life that it meant the federal government. Doesn't say federal government. Now, right off the bat, if you're not got your Constitution in front, we're going to go back and prove to you right now that your state constitutions were wiped out by that Article 1, Section 1 sentence I just read. Now, this can get confusing, so try and read along. I'm in Article 6, Paragraph 2. This Constitution and the laws of the United States which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made or which shall be made under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land. Now listen carefully. And the judges in every state shall be bound thereby. Anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary, notwithstanding. That clearly states, ladies and gentlemen, that if your state constitution has something that is not in agreement, contrary to the federal constitution, it doesn't count. So your state constitutions, as long as they agree with the federal constitution, they're fine and dandy. But if they disagree, the judges shall be bound to anything that's contrary, notwithstanding. Read that yourselves a number of times. You wonder why, when your individual state wants to sue the United States and say, hey, you can't do this, they almost always lose. Now, if they do win, they win on some little minor technicality that affects maybe a half of a cent. They lose the general principles of what goes on. Read it one more time. And the judges in every state shall be bound thereby. Anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary, notwithstanding. Notwithstanding means they have no position, no authority. They don't have any standing. They're gone. You got to think about that. And it's real simple. We're back to Article 1, Section 1. All legislative powers herein granted shall be vested in a Congress. It didn't say in Article 1, Section 1, the legislative powers for the federal government. No, it didn't say that. We just make the assumption. Because you would say, hey, well, you know where Congress is. It's up there in the District of Columbia. Got to be for the federal government. Doesn't say that. And then you wonder why you're having problems. Because we didn't learn how to read for content. And this is what's going on with our lives. And if we do not start to read for content and wake up, when I woke up on this subject, of which I'm going to go through a few more on this Constitution tonight, it was like a baseball bat hit me in the mouth. I was red, white, and blue at times in my life. It was, you know, the Constitution. I called myself in public in front of actually thousands of people on TV and other things, saying, I am a conservative constitutionalist. And I look back to those years and I say, oh my gosh, Jerry, look at all the people that you were misleading. You were leading them down the rosy red path to disaster because I said I was a conservative constitutionalist, and yet I had not studied well enough. So it hurts. In our society right now, we have individuals that consider the Constitution to be a god. They never speak of the Father in heaven, speak of the Constitution. And this is not a popular subject to be on. Let's move down to Article 1, Section 2, Paragraph 2. No person shall be a representative who shall not have attained to the age of 25 years and been 7 years a citizen of the United States, and who shall not, when elected, be an inhabitant of that state in which he shall be chosen. Okay, now he gets elected, and once he's elected, he cannot be an inhabitant of the state in which he was chosen. So how did he re-register to run for a second term? Well, actually, they didn't even figure out the language for quite a number of years. And then he said, whoops, we got to change the word inhabitant to president.
If you can use some exotic booze,
thank you.
There's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me. Let's fly away. Come fly with me. Let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner.
IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Are you concerned about the quality of your drinking water? If yes, we want to introduce you to the new ProPure stainless steel water purification system. ProPure systems available in two sizes are economical, convenient, easy to use, and provide reliable water purification just about anywhere. ProPure systems come with the latest water filter technology. The ProBlack D-domed water filter elements are the result of years of research, design, and development, and are good up to 3,000 gallons each before replacement. Easy to clean, trouble-free. The ProBlack D water filter elements may be the best yet. Concerned about fluoride in your water? ProPure offers add-on fluoride filters. ProPure water purification systems. Easy to assemble and are backed with free technical support and a 2-year warranty. Visit us at www.propureusa.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-U-S-A.com. And check out our holiday special or call 1-800-544-3533 for a dealer near you. 1-800-544-3533.
When troubles call and your back's to the wall, there's a lot to be learned. That wall could fall.
Once there was a silly old ram, thought he'd punch a hole in a dam. No one could make that ram scram. He kept butting that dam, 'cause he had high hopes.
Thank you for returning to the Gathering Offering, and tonight we're doing a little bit of a difficult subject for most people. We're talking about the Constitution, C-O-N, first word, con. And did we get conned by it? I think we did. I was talking about Article 1, Section 2, Paragraph 2, and going back to the part, and who shall not, when elected, be an inhabitant of that state in which he shall be chosen. When I learned that in approximately 1990, I called my dad up. I was in Orlando, and I said, "Dad, I need to come visit you." Went down there a couple days later, and I read this to him. When I read it to him, he said, "Son, I wish you had never learned that." My mouth opened, my eyes bugged, and I said, "Dad, you already knew this?" He said, "Yes, I learned it in law school outside of the law study, outside of the course of law school." And I said, "Dad, why didn't you do something about this?" And he looked at me with a little bit crestfallen face. And he said, "What can you do, Jerry?" And I said, "I don't know, Dad, but I'm going to do whatever I can." This is the term limitation on our members of our legislature. This is also repeated over there under senators. Now, we were supposed to have somebody be elected, go into office, do their job, come back out. That way the lobbyists couldn't have control of Congress. You couldn't have people up there for years and years being a committee speaker in charge of committee. And then they control everything that goes through all the bills. But let's take this one step farther about this Article 1, legislative power. The whole basis is people supposedly elect individuals to go to Congress. Now, I might not be very smart, but I've never been able to find, and I would appreciate somebody finding, anywhere in the Father's Law where it says that we're to elect a legislature to create laws for us. I read clearly that the Father says, add not nor subtract not from my laws. The legislature says, well, it's okay if, you know, you happen to be gay. It's okay for the army to have wicked, you know, satanic worship. And I could go on and on with the abomination. And that's what the legislature has done. You wonder why you're having problems? Because the Constitution is based on social contract. That's what the Declaration of Independence, when it said laws of nature, if you recall back a few weeks, if you go back to the archives and listen to the gathering offering where I visited with you about the Declaration of Independence, Rashaw and Locke, that's their whole crux, what it was. And man, laws of nature sound great. Those are not the Father's law. Those are social contracts. That's why you get citations for not having a valid tax. That's why you happen to have to pay real estate tax. That's why you have to pay sales taxes, income taxes. That's why you wind up having code enforcement people come around and, you know, hey, we're going to give you a couple $1,000 fines here, and, you know, you pay it or else you're going to jail. We'll take your land. Those are all social contracts. Throughout all the complaining I hear, people are all the time saying, well, they're taking our land. We can't go into the woods. We can't do this. I heard the other day some guy out in California is talking about they're not even allowed to have a wood stove and burn it except certain days. Thank you, social contract. Thank you so much. Be happy for the Constitution. Never in the Father's laws does it say that we should have a right to vote. Think about that. People say, well, I've got my opinion. Well, I don't care what your opinion is. We've got 300 million people in this country, and you can always find all kinds of people with different opinions. Wonder why we're in confusion? Because everybody thinks they know better than the Father. I know that I don't know better than the Father. I hope that you, the listeners, start to understand that none of us knows better than the Father. Consider that. Have we violated the first commandment? I am the Lord thy God. You shall have no other gods before thee. Have we made ourselves little gods? Say, hey, we know more than him. We want the Social Security. Read it on TV. It's been on the TV the last couple of nights. Social Security tax. Everybody thinks they've got some kind of annuity going there. They've got some kind of pension. It says tax. They're extending the tax cut, the public salary tax cut under Social Security. And everybody says, oh, well, I paid into it. Yeah, you paid the tax. No disagreement with that, ladies and gentlemen. You paid for the tax. I want to run over to Article 1, Section 8. I want you to think about this real quick. To establish post offices and post roads. That building that you go down there where they have letters and packages.
Come fly with me. Let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
'Cause he had high hopes. He had high hopes. He had high.
Feeling bad, instead of feeling sad, just remember that Ram. Oops, there goes a billion kilowatt
Ram. Oops, there goes a billion kilowatt
Ram. Oops, there goes a billion kilowatt Ram.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Gathering Offering, and my name is Jerry Kirk, and I'm talking to you from North Arkansas, where the wind is blowing quite strong outside, and I hope it's not interfering with you being able to listen. As always, the second half hour of each of the hours of the Gathering Offering is for you, the listener. And if you'd like to call in and make a comment to agree or disagree, the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. I say again, 800-313-9443. And up until this week, the numbers have been slowly creeping up for the Gathering Offering. Wouldn't surprise me, after talking about the God of this country, that the numbers go down a little bit. That doesn't bother me. I'm here not to tickle your ears. I'm not here to tell you soothing things. The entire Constitution is an abomination to the Father's law. Every single thing in it. And the more you study it, the more you'll study the Father's laws, you will see it violates. Add not nor subtract not. It puts each of us in America at odds with each other, because each one of us supposedly has freedom of speech. We all have a right to our opinion. Now, quite frankly, I don't think my opinion's worth more than 2 cents. Now, maybe yours is worth $1.50. But this is how we get in trouble with each other. This one wants this, this one wants that. And it goes on and on and on, and people get in confusion. Good people get on opposite sides of the table and scream at each other because they think they know something. What they know is they've been led into a real cauldron of problems in America today. Can you deny that? Well, if you're just out there wanting to participate in Black Friday and spend a lot of money on your credit cards, never say care about tomorrow and your children and your grandchildren, yeah, who cares about this? Let's just keep on spending money we don't have. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. Let's keep going the way we're going. People dying of cancer that, you know, years ago never even existed. You didn't even hear about numbers of cancer because, like in the food rights hour that's on before the gathering offering, they're telling you how they're polluting our food every Saturday night. People, you know, they hear about it, but what can you do about it? Get rid of the jurisdiction of the Constitution. It's a social contract. That's what I've done. Going back to established post offices and post roads. That building does not say where they have letters and packages. You get them or you send them off. It doesn't say United States Mail Office. It says United States Post Office. You're using a zip code like I talked a little bit last week. Guess what? That's mail. The building says United States Post Office and Post Road. Any road that a post truck or delivery car, anything, goes down is called a post road. I don't go down Interstate 40. I go down United States Postal Road 40. Different thing. You say, oh, he's putting hair. No, different thing in the courtroom. Think about that. I want to go on to Article 2, Section 1. The executive power shall be vested in a president of the United States of America. Where does it ever say that there is executive power in your governor of your state? Wow. Everybody assumed this is just for the federal government. Well, let's go on back and take a look at one more of the amendments. The power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited it to the states or reserved to the states respectively or to the people. Well, guess what? Legislative power was given to Congress. Executive power was given to the president. You got anything in your state constitution says we prohibit executive power to the United States? No. Your governor is just a figurehead. Now, if you don't think so, why don't you go down to your state house, and I did this a number of years ago. I went up to Tallahassee, Florida, and I went to the Attorney General's office. And I said, I'd like to see all the memorandums to the governor, to the Speaker of the House, and the Senate pro tem, the leader of the Senate, relative to changing the state of Florida's laws to be in confirmation with the federal law. And they kind of poo-pooed me, and I just wouldn't leave. After about an hour, they finally let me look. Over and over and over, the Attorney General had written memorandum. We need to change certain Florida law to be in confirmation with federal law. Those things were never advertised on TV. They weren't in the newspaper. There was no debate in the Florida legislature at the speaker at the House level or the Senate level. They just passed them right on through. Go look at your state houses and look at that. It'll prove to you in black and white, guess what? The governor is told by the Attorney General, guess what, buddy? You don't have any executive power. Move on to Article 3. Section 1. The judicial power of the United States shall be vested in one Supreme Court, and in such inferior courts as the Congress may from time to time ordain and establish. Okay, now, that sounds pretty good. Except, you know what? I can't find a single act in Congress that says that they ordained and gave judicial power to the Arkansas Supreme Court. I want you to think about that. So how's the Arkansas Supreme Court got any judicial power, since they seem to be some kind of court? Kind of mind blows them when you bring this up. Because guess what? They collect all of their taxes through the Buck Act, Title IV, the Public Salary Tax Act, Title IV, Sections 104 through 113. That's how they collect all their taxes. If they walk into this supposed courtroom, and they have no judicial authority except what was given to them. Yet they haven't got a Congress never ordained and established the Arkansas Supreme Court. Pretty radical when you bring that stuff up. But it says it right there. So if all the judicial powers in the Supreme Court and such inferior courts, show me an act of Congress that allowed Arkansas to still have courts. They really don't. You want to have some proof of this? Go look up U.S. Supreme Court cases in your state or any state you want to look up, and you'll see where your Arkansas, though we'll use it, the Arkansas Supreme Court said, this is okay. Well, they take it on up the line to the U.S. Supreme Court. The U.S. Supreme Court says, no, it's not okay. Wow. So unequivocally, and you can find this throughout U.S. Supreme Court cases, Illinois, Indiana, New York, California, they say it's okay at their Supreme Court level, and the U.S. Supreme Court says, no, it's not. So what good is your Supreme Court of your individual state? It's just another expense option that the attorneys get to charge you to delay the judicial process for 4, 5, 6 years. And how many thousands of cases are turned into the U.S. Supreme Court, but the U.S. Supreme Court says, we don't want to hear them. You haven't got any court. You've got processing center. That's what they are, is they process stuff. And if you happen to be in confirmation, following the rules of what the federal government says, well, you might win at the state level. But don't you rely on your state constitution, kid. You're going to have a real problem with it. Not really a lot of fun to hear this stuff, is it? I want to go on to Article 6. All debts contracted and engagements entered into before the adoption of this Constitution shall be valid against the United States under this Constitution as under the Confederation. All debts contracted. Remember me talking about the Treaty of Paris? Remember me telling you that all debts incurred had to be paid back in British pound sterling? We never paid them back? Huh. How about that? Now, what other all debts contracted? We discussed that. In engagements entered into, what would that be? Would that be the Magna Carta? Would that be the Statutes of Rome? How far back did we agree by these engagements? You know, they call them engagements. It's a contract. What do you think they do? Ask some people to get married? No. So they're valid against the United States. That's why people in, you know, the 70s, when they got their checks back after they had paid the IRS, some of them found that it on the back of it said deposit. F.R.S., London, England. Oh, didn't know that. Yeah, that's where your money goes, folks. And, of course, it's now filtered into the United Nations. That's why you got your central bank, is because they did not want to ever pay off the pound, the British sterling. They never wanted to pay the debt off, and they never have. Think about that. Now I'm going to talk about something real, real positive in the Constitution. See, the Constitution is also a restrictive contract. And I'm in paragraph 2 again. This Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, semicolon, and all treaties made, comma, or which shall be made. Now let's think about it. Or which shall be made is in the future. That's, in other words, any treaties that are in the future under the authority shall be the supreme law of the land. But what about this all treaties made? Now, golly gee, they held our feet to the fire about the Treaty of Paris. The U.S. Supreme Court goes back to the Magna Carta. The U.S. Supreme Court goes back to the Admiralty Laws of England, because those were all treaties. Now, what about the Father's Treaty that he made with you and I? A treaty is a covenant. A treaty is a league. A treaty is a law. And we have the Father's Law. They were made one long time before Rome existed, before England existed, before the United States existed. And that's where I hang my hat, ladies and gentlemen, and all treaties made. And I stand up, I vocalize it, and I put it in writing. I am under the Father's jurisdiction, his only begotten Son, the Christ, and the Father's law. And I'm under no other jurisdiction. And I point out to him, and all treaties made, that to the past tense, his was the first treaty. It existed before earth, before man was on earth, before when everybody was in heaven, before the war in heaven, the Father's laws existed. And they always will. And I and you have no authority to change them. We have no authority to add nor subtract. Think about that. Now, we hear, we look in the Old Testament, that the Lord says, what man can give one cubic of stature by giving thought? You cannot make yourself bigger by thinking. You make yourself bigger by doing something. The Apostle James, he says, show me a man's deed or his work, and I'll show you a man's faith. He concludes that faith without deed is dead. You can't spiritualize this into your head and say, okie dokie, kids, I've thought about it a bunch. You got to get up and you got to stand up and you got to say, I have been conned, and I don't like being conned, and I'm going to do something about it. If you won't do anything, then don't complain to me. And quite frankly, I don't think you should complain to the Lord either. The Lord helps those that help themselves. You got to try the first step. It's not real easy. I'm going to continue on the Constitution here. I'm probably not going to get into all of this. I'm going to go into Article 7, second paragraph. Done in convention by the unanimous consent of the states present. Wow. Unanimous consent of the states. What happened to this preamble here? We the people. Now we're back to the states are saying it's okay. The people didn't get a chance to say it's okay. Done in convention by the unanimous consent of the states present. What happened? We go from we the people to now the state. The 17th day of September in the year of our Lord, 1787. Now listen to this carefully. And of the independence of the United States of America, the 12th. One more time. And of the independence of the United States of America, the 12th. Okay, we're talking very clearly an independence of America, the 12th. So why don't we come up to this next break? Why don't you be thinking about the first 11 independences of the United States? I can't find them. Would somebody help me find the first 11 independences of the United States of America? Because it tells me this is the 12th that happened on the 17th day of September in 1787. When they ratified the Constitution. Now, another place, you know, you might say, well, Jerry, you got that wrong. That Declaration of Independence was 1776. Okay, great. That's what it really means. But I didn't know that we had 11 other independences of the United States of America. Could anybody help me with that? Show me where I can't, where I missed that in my research. Going to a little short break here, and please come on back to the gathering offering.
Angels cheer, cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Problem kerplop.
Oops, there goes another problem kerplop.
Oops, there goes another problem
kerplop. Thank you for returning, ladies and gentlemen, to the gathering offering, and I can tell how popular this subject is tonight. There's no doubt about it. Let me point out to you that when I was 18 years of old, I put my life on the line to defend the American flag. myself and four other individuals faced down 350 people that were taking down the American flag. And they were going to put blood on the flag. They were going to put it in the dirt. And then they were going to burn the flag. Went right into the middle of them and said, uh-uh, ain't going to happen, folks. And they got a little vocal. They said, there's only five of you. And I turned to one of my friends. I said, go to the athletic dormitories and go get us some help. Certainly did. One other guy is going to make a difference. And three or four of them started to get, you know, a little bit real mouthy. So I told the big guy to the left of me, I said, in the next 30 seconds, I'm going to rip the guy's throat out in front of me. And you kill the two in front of you and we'll proceed. It kind of had a calming effect on the crowd. We then negotiated for one of our group that was down to four to go with one of their group to the chapel and get some holy water. Now, they had gotten the flag down, but it wasn't off the rope. And we agreed that we would put some holy water on the flag, and then we'd run it back up. And then we told them, don't you ever come back to the flag of America and try to dishonor it. I put my life on the line. Later that night, got a group of guys of about 50 guys, and we faced down 600. This time we called in 40 ambulances, and we filled them up. We didn't kill anybody, and I'm telling you what, you run into a crowd of 600, you're not using fists, you're using fingers, elbows, knees, and headbutts. You're going to take a couple good shots. I don't care how good a shape you're in. We loaded the ambulances up. We didn't tolerate that stuff because we weren't going to allow them to burn the American flag. Well, there was another occasion, ladies and gentlemen, and I guess I was wrong. Put my life on the line. I believed in this country. I still believe in this country. I don't believe in the government of this country. They've lied to us. You know it. Every single listener of RBN knows they're constantly being lied to by the government. I hate liars. I detest liars. But you know what I hate worse than somebody lying to me? I hate me for falling for the lie. I get more upset with me than I do the guy that lied to me. It crushes me to say, you were that stupid, Jerry. Yeah, I fell for that lie. Not just about the government, about anything. I don't like people lying to me. I don't mind somebody coming up and saying I made a mistake, and I do to rectify my mistake. I go, great, that's great. I make lots of mistakes, and I try to be accountable for my mistakes. But what's going on in this country is we know we have lies. We see it every day, and there's only a few people, relatively speaking, listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. We're the minority, but we're the ones that have all the power, provided we seek our power from the Father. From the crime.
Because we're together.
We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Thank you.
Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say.